Right now, it's 6:19 on the sweet spot, and with the observation deck, it's Justin.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Justin.
Before we get into a story about how Gen Z is entering the workforce, did you guys see the star, or one of the stars, I should say, of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Welcome to Wrexham, Rob McElhenney, is legally changing his name?
To Mac?
He is legally changing his name to Rob Mac.
Yes.
Okay.
That's awesome.
How's the booking going of Rob McElhenney? Daddy, got any progress?
I have reached out to different people and just have gotten no response.
Still working on it. It's now, been a couple
that,
of years.
Does that go beyond tweeting him?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
So apparently, yeah, he's filed the full legal documents to change his name because apparently that's a lengthy process. I think we've talked about that before when we wanted Fahey to change his name to Juan Hondo.
And he said he would do it. I think we said if we paid him $100, he would change his name to Juan Hondo.
I think he said if we would just, pay for the whatever the legal fees were, he would do it. Just what a beating, having to get a new license and change your Netflix login stuff. Like, just way too much. But so he's changing his name from Rob McElhenney to Rob Mac because he says his last name causes way too much confusion.
It's difficult to spell.
Really? I mean, I guess spelling, but I can see his name and I don't have any, there's no trip ups there.
Well, spelling it is definitely a weird one, especially if you've never met him, which apparently, you know, Welcome to Wrexham is, you know, it's taken off and become such a big deal that it's opened a lot of doors for him and he's meeting people. You know, he's met all these people over in the UK. Now they're expanding, I guess, that, you know, their soccer empire to South America, and people that don't know who Mac is, which even then there's a lot of Americans who don't know Rob McElhenney. When he introduces himself, they just have a blank look on their face because they don't know how to spell his name. So he's changing it to just Rob Mac.
Okay, so he's married to Caitlin Olsen, who plays Deandra Reynolds on Always Sunny. So will she follow along? Because maybe, is she legally?
I bet she said
her McElhenney
name. No, she said she has her name legally changed now. In her professional work, I guess she still goes by Caitlin Olsen.
Right.
But she said that her and her kids are not happy about it because they share the last name of McElhenney, and they're not going to change it to Mac. Because Caitlin Mac sounds like a porn star.
Honestly, is this just Rob McElhenney super serving the Always Sunny fan? Just to be like, you know what? I'm just going to go by Mac.
It feels like an Always Sunny bit that is happening in real
100%.
Life.
100%.
It very well could be.
Would any of you guys change your last name?
I mean, I guess it depends to what. I mean, I wouldn't do it just because, but you know, like when I've all, this story is a classic Muser one that I would have 100% done. When Mark Cuban offered Gordo $75,000 or whatever it was to change his name to Dallas Maverick.
For a year, I believe.
For a year.
Oh, it was six figures, I'm almost positive, wasn't it?
I think it was 75 at the beginning and maybe 75 or something at the end. It was a huge amount, which, yeah, I would have had no problem doing.
And that would be a pain in the ass to try to change it back, too. If it's only for 1 year and then you have to go through all the processes.
Yeah, see the same clerk.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you were just here 12 months ago. Now you want to change it back?
Got to go down to the damn DPS again.
But for that amount of money, I would absolutely do it.
As a kid, I wanted to change my last name because nobody could pronounce Mino right.
Always
it would
Mino.
Always be Mino or Minno or Minyo. And then they'd see me and it's like, that's definitely not Minyo. It's probably Minno. No.
You didn't grow up with ass in your last
that's
name.
That's true.
So it's, but
were you ever bass?
Oh, dude. Yeah. College. I was graduating college in North Texas and the guy asked me how to pronounce my last name and I said Bass, like the fish. And I was like the third person in my English whatever group to walk across the stage. And he goes, Sean Bass. And then I hear best friend Scott in the crowd goes, "Attaboy, bass!" Just real loud.
I've never seen the name bass and thought bass.
It's very common, dude. Very common. But my wife's a music teacher, so that would
okay.
be... That'd be kind of cool if somebody called her Miss Bass.
Well, I mean...
Anyway, so yeah, if you ever see Rob McElhenney out, just know you can now actually call him Mac. Mm-hmm.
It's Mac.
Which in the show, his name is Ronald McDonald. Which they ultimately revealed later on. And that's why he just goes by Mac.
What are we in, 18 seasons now? Something like that?
And it's coming back pretty soon, I think.
It's still got its fastball.
Yeah. It's coming back. Okay, so the story came out in the SF Standard, which is a San Francisco blog site, talking about how many San Francisco employers are having to hire etiquette coaches for their Gen Z employees.
Okay.
Because apparently a lot of these workers are having to adjust to in-office life. Because a lot of these, you know, some of these are tech companies or VCs or what have you, but a lot of them have spent, you know, a lot of their college life or early work life as a post-COVID employee or student, so a lot of their stuff has been done remotely. And when they have to go into an office with other professionals and older people, a lot of times they don't know exactly how to act.
It's a bunch of J. Kings running around the workplace.
Essentially, but younger.
Wearing their Hawaiian shirts every day.
J. King, but 10 years younger. So in a survey at the end of last year of 1,000 employers by Intelligent.com, this shocked me. They said nearly 13% of their Gen Z candidates brought their mom or dad to their job interview.
No.
Which seems insane. Which I wonder if that means just driving them or if they're actually sitting there and feeding them answers or how far that actually goes, but still.
I mean, that's on the parents. If they're in their 40s or 50s, if they needed a ride, I understand it. But you could just drop them off, wait in the parking lot. They're not actually going up and sitting in the reception area, are they?
That's what I wonder is how far that actually goes.
Yep.
Like if they actually mean
just
that,
in the room
that yeah they're sitting in there and answering questions for them when your you know guy that's interviewing you asks you what kind of animal you would be. Mom
no,
goes,
good
"Let
question.
Me handle this one, sweetie."
As a parent, I do see a lot of other parents are very helicoptery, and I think Jenny and I are trying our best to just make our kids do stuff by themselves. Like
you're more likely to do a helicopter.
There's time, right? There's times I'm like,
just
okay,
like before the show,
like the kid wants to go do something. I'm like, all right, here's some money. Run into the store, go buy this.
Grab me some cigarettes.
I don't have to go in with you. You
right.
know, you can take care of this yourself. You're your own individual.
Yeah.
I don't have to hold your hand.
And that's fun as a kid to do stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like you feel like a grown up, even if it's something,
moments, yes.
yeah, something small like that. Just okay.
Well, I love when
like
my dad
I can,
would ask
spend
me to,
this money.
He'd ask me to pump the gas.
Yes.
That was really fun.
And you get to smell gas. Yeah. Which is just great.
You see, dad catches you in the rear view, just pumping it onto the ground, whiffing it.
That is a very dude thing. Is we like the smell of gas.
Gas smells
like,
great.
I don't think there's any women out there that just like, oh yeah, gas smells great.
You put some on a rag and just take a big deep inhale.
Yeah, maybe not that far.
You see a lot of fun stuff, man. But yeah, so some of these Gen Zers, they spoke to one guy, 23-year-old Kevin, an engineer who lives in Soma. This seems like
Do
a
you
fake
spell
sentence.
Kevin K-E-V-V-Y-N?
Traditional spelling.
Okay. Like Lando.
They said
I'm
no
familiar.
Cap. No cap. My manager slacks me at 10 p.m. That's not okay. I'm still waiting for that work-life balance they promised us, which starting with no cap.
That sounds pretty out of pocket.
Pretty amazing. But one of the big things they're having to do, like I said, bringing in these etiquette coaches is teaching them how to adjust to the in-office life because some of them don't know basic everyday stuff that you would learn as a kid, like to throw away trash or one of the big things that they've had hangups about were kids not showering enough.
Mm.
So one Bay Area tech firm had to ask these etiquette coaches to talk to their employees about personal hygiene because a couple of their new hires were not showering, were not changing their clothes every day, and they didn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation with these new hires, so they had this etiquette coach come in and tell them, hey, idiot, you need to shower.
I'm definitely blaming parents on this. This whole thing sounds like bad parenting.
At the very least, yeah, not getting them ready enough. I mean, I just don't even, I don't know. Even when I was at my most disgusting as a young kid or teenager, by the time I was 20, 21, 22, I had a pretty regular shower schedule.
Yeah, you
and
have to.
And you would be self-conscious, especially at that age as a teenager and later on. You're self-conscious about your looks. You're going to think that way about your smell, too.
And you'd be amazed how many kids in that awkward middle school, early high school time are so oblivious to just how they smell, because deodorant is just not as big of a player as it should be. Man. Because I've driven friends home.
Yeah.
Dude, you just want to like pull off at the CVS and go, I'm going to get you some Degree or some Secret, and here you go.
And it's the uncomfortable conversation with friends. Like you might have, if you're close with somebody and one of your buddies stinks,
yeah,
you can tell them.
Yeah.
But if it's just some kid in your class that you don't really know, like we're not going to, I don't know this kid over here. I'm not going to talk to him about it. And then they just don't know.
Even with a friend, I would try to tell them in a fun way. Not
yeah,
be super
you're not
going to
bully
like,
them.
Dude, you smell like S. Like you try to,
I don't know, that usually
works. Try to sugarcoat it a little bit.
If you throw that out one
time, sometimes
bullying works.
I don't know how I would do it. I've never had to tell a friend that he smelled like crap before. So I don't know how I would go about it. I guess if I ever get to that situation, I'll report back, but.
Didn't that happen up here once? Wasn't there a board op? This was way before my time.
Way back in the day, yeah.
Was this before you were here?
This was like late 90s morning show board op, I guess. Had to,
there was also a stinky intern, I remember.
Intervention. Yeah, Bad Radio had a stinky intern.
And Corby had a stinky girlfriend at one point. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that relates or anything.
I think she
that's an uncomfortable conversation, too.
That's
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hon.
Like,
they make all kinds of products now. Kind of freshen up down there.
What have you been eating?
All right, there's your ODEC.